Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
What better way to finish a long and eventful day of tennis than TC Live after a fantastic full day of eventful action in Miami and the Miami Open? We bring you all the action here on Tennis Channel in what a tournament has already been. Just about a week in, still a week to go, and plenty more excitement to be had. And we will have it all for you here on TC. Here to break it all down, we've got Americans advancing, including the two number one Americans, Taylor Fritz, Daniel Collins. We'll show you how they got there. Hubie Hurkacz and his bid to repeat as the champion in Miami. And we still have reaction to Roddick, because of course we do. It's Andy Roddick. He's ours. He's on Tennis Channel. He does cool things, so we have to share with the world all the cool things that he does. I'm Noah Eagle. Glad to be back here at our TC studios in Santa Monica. It's been a while. Chanda Rubin here next to me. Chanda, it's always great to see you.
It is, and I just feel so special that you are joining us here on the tennis side, taking a break from basketball. I mean, what's up?
So what's up is I heard you were going to be in studio. I heard that Andy Roddick, the king of smashing rackets, was going to be available as well. And not only is Andy Roddick here, Andy Roddick is here sans hat. First time in my Tennis Channel Live career, no hat for Andy Roddick. So Andy, it's always fantastic to see you as well. How you doing, man?
You're an inspiration, and Chanda, the only reason that Noah's with us is that the Clippers are on a little bit of a slide. He had to get away for a night. That's all.
Okay,
all
that explains it.
I didn't realize we're actually revealing all my secrets, but it's cool. I understand. I'm cool. I'm an open book, and we can move forward. And speaking of, a lot of action to move forward with today, including Daniil Medvedev bidding to get back to that world number one spot and continuing the surge of success this season, taking on another Andy, and Andy Murray. So it's only right that Andy Roddick breaks down the highlight for us. Medvedev, as usual, looking impressive in every facet.
Yeah, and this is a tough matchup for Murray these days. Someone who can kind of knock the ball down, switch directions, isn't scared to stay in points with someone like Andy Murray. And Medvedev moves like Murray did, you know, 10 years ago now. Serves a little bit better, so Murray was going to need all of his guile, but Medvedev has guile to match. And we all wince a little bit when we see Murray go down. We don't like that look. Luckily, he was able to get up. He was healthy. Thank goodness we've seen enough of injured Murray. But this was always going to be a tall test. Murray playing those little drop shots, Medvedev playing him right back. He's one of the handful of players on tour who's not bothered by the cat and mouse of Andy Murray these days. You don't see him with that second serve return very often. Good solid win for Medvedev. Good show.
Medvedev 14-4 in 2022, looking to regain that number one ranking. Here's what he had to say.
Many, many great players, legends of our sport haven't done this, so I'm happy about it. But definitely when I lost it, not playing good in Indian Wells, I was like, yeah, okay, back to the practice court, have to make semis in Miami to get it back. Let's try to do it.
So he's very upfront about it, and he's right there on the heels of Novak Djokovic, who regained that number one during Indian Wells. He would need to get to the semis or better to regain that number one ranking in the world. I mean, we see the level he's playing at right now. He's nearly unbeatable when he's locked in. And it seems like the mental aspect has certainly come around over the last couple of years. The maturity in his game is quite obvious.
Yeah, and the consistency has followed. He's always been one of the most consistent players within the points. But now the results week in and week out, Medvedev, really the best guy out there that has been playing consistently week in and week out. And he's gotten a one in the world. That will always be on his resume. You figure he will definitely get back to that spot. But right now, focusing on the game the way he is, it's a perfect formula.
Yeah, and I think the number one ranking matters maybe a little bit less for Medvedev than it did the first time you get there, right? It's getting there once, so you can always have that thing next to your name, former number one or current number one. But then it's a race to the end of the year, Noah, right? He wants to put himself in position to be the year-end number one. That's a special class on its own, but he certainly has all the gifts to do it. We saw what I've been impressed with over the last couple of years. He's actually turned his forehand into a weapon when needed as well. It used to be the shot he kind of rolled over. Now he goes after a little bit more. Did it to perfection in last year's U.S. Open final. So continuing to work on his game, even though he has that number one or number two next to his name on a given week.
Yeah, you see, this is why you guys are the best. Because if it was me, I'd be like, I just want to be number one all the time. But you're right. It's those benchmark victories for a guy like Medvedev right now, who's already accomplished so much at just 26 years old. And you want to talk about benchmark victories, Taylor Fritz just had a major one last week, Indian Wells, hoisting that hometown trophy. It was a dream run. It was so much fun for us to cover and for everybody to watch in the tennis world. So now, how do you follow it up? How do you take all that energy that you established in Indian Wells and find your way through Miami? Well, it was a good start today, Andy.
Well, the biggest thing is that that ankle's healthy, and that's the shot that he's really grown into there, Noah, is that backhand up the line. It's hard when you have such power and knockout power like Fritz does on that forehand side. So you got to cover that if you're Kukushkin, and you also got to cover him being able to now spread the court with that backhand. Opens up the court, is able to set up the knockout punches for Fritz, but Kukushkin's always been a wily veteran. He actually played great stuff at the end of this second set. Even Fritz said, I kind of gave it all I had, and the guy was hitting shots like that against the movement, up the line forehand. But this is when you have confidence, these third set kind of grind moments. Fritz has the confidence. Even if he was short on practice this week with the leg, there's that backhand up the line again. He used to lease it. Now he owns it. Closes him out in style. Taylor Fritz, I love the fact that he's still showing that passion after a good week. He's not content. He wants more. Loved what I saw today. Wasn't easy, but he toughed it out. I like it.
As long as he gets good gas mileage, it's all that matters. And 2 hours plus on the court, he got to sit down with Prakash after the win.
Tell me a little bit about the expectations. Has that kind of jumped a little bit for you, or do you just expect more of yourself now, a little bit more belief?
I feel like I expect the same. I mean, before Indian Wells, I already expected a lot of myself. So I'm not coming here expecting to win the tournament, you know. It's kind of a joke I wrote on the camera after the match. I don't know if
we saw it. We loved it.
It was more of a joke. Like, oh, it's still alive. Like,
yeah.
But I'm not coming here expecting to win the tournament or anything. I'm going into it with the same mentality as Indian Wells, kind of just try to have a good tournament, take it one match at a time, see what happens, and yeah, that's all.
Well, if Fritz would win both tournaments in the Sun, Indian Wells and Miami, he'd be the first since Federer did in 2017. Chanda, we move to Tommy Paul. Want to talk about health, talk about maturing in the game. He's shown it all this year.
Well, and talking about backhands as well, Tommy Paul starting to get some good mileage out of his backhand. Got that first set tucked away, but Khachanov, he is a tough guy to beat, and he came up with some aggressive plays, got it to the third. Tommy Paul would have match points, including a few in a row on the Khachanov serve, but he regrouped, rebounded in the tiebreak, stayed aggressive when he needed to get to these match points, and they're coming up with the huge forehand. So a terrific win in three over a tough competitor.
First meeting between those two, and Paul comes away with the victory. It leads us now to American versus American. And Taylor Fritz, it was going to be the question of how do you follow up that magical run. Andy, what sticks out to you about this matchup in particular, Paul versus Fritz?
Well, firstly, high tide seems to be lifting all boats, right? Taylor Fritz goes out and wins. Now we got Paul in, we got Korda in, we got Brooksby in, we got Francis Tiafoe in. I love what I'm seeing from this group of Americans. We got 12 in the top 100, most from any country, and they're all under 24 years old, or most of them are under 24 years old. It's a great sign. There are always these tricky matchups, right, where you're friends, you know each other from juniors. Tommy Paul's going, listen, I know I'm Tito right now and you're Michael, but I'm still part of the band. I still want to be in the conversation. So even though Fritz is the hot player right now, watch for these kind of friendship matchups. You never know what you're going to expect, but I love that Tommy Paul toughed out a really good player in Khachanov today, and I love that there's kind of this healthy jealousy forming with the Americans, like what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and I also think, you know, to play off that point, it's the inspiration you get as well. A guy you've been playing against since juniors that you've matched up well against. You feel like, okay, he's doing it, I can do it as well. And, you know, maybe wouldn't have thought of winning Indian Wells, but the fact that Taylor Fritz came up with that big of a title, that's got to give those other guys that little additional belief, that little additional bit to shoot for, and it's great to see them in this group doing well, especially stateside here.
Yeah, Andy, it's a good point Chanda brings up as well, the friendliness. I know you and and Marty Fish obviously close growing up. You guys were essentially brothers going through the junior ranks. And anybody who watched the Netflix documentary recognizes that you pushed one another. And Marty almost made it seem like if it wasn't for you, he would have never gotten into the top 10. So tell me a little bit more about that from the American side of things right now with all these young players coming up together.
Well, it's good that we were friends, and obviously James was part of that too. And when James kind of was ranked higher than me, I was like, no. I want to be the top guy. So there was this healthy push, but we don't all need to like each other for this to work. We saw it in the 80s with the end of Mack and Connors. They were constantly going, right? And then you get into the super group of Courier Chang, Andre Pete, one does it, the other does it. So there is this healthy momentum, even if you're not friendly kind of on the court all the time. I just like the flag next to the name. You kind of want to be the alpha. All these guys are used to it from juniors, and now we're starting to see it in motion. And I really like what I'm seeing from all sides and all of these players. Tommy Paul winning consistently, Fritz winning big tournaments. We got a couple of the young guys, Korda and Brooksby. Paul and Fritz are going, wait, not yet. We're still the top dogs. I love all of it.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch, certainly this week and moving forward here in 2022. Feels like this is the year that they could all really make a push. And it's not just the men's side, the women's side as well. Danielle Collins, the number one American, was in action today. J.J. Wolf, another American man, also in action. We'll see how Collins did and maybe a little hot shot alert from a man without a mullet. Much more TC Live still to come here on Tennis Channel.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
Let's rush back. 2021, Miami, Florida, Hubie Hurkacz hoisting the trophy after a straight set victory over Jannik Sinner, his first Masters 1000 title of his young career, one of three titles that he won last year. He's looking to become the first repeat champion in Miami since Novak Djokovic in 2016. He's got a tough opponent, Arthur Rinderknecht, on the other side of the net today, but Hurkacz looked pretty smooth today, Andy.
Yeah, kind of has an awkward game. He's able to use those flat strokes, especially here in Miami where it's a little bit humid, able to kind of stick it through the court, get in, show him a little bit of handy situation, which you don't always associate with the Hurkacz. His patient on that ball, finished the ball,
okay,
a downhill snowball. Tony, one set. It feels good, Noah, and Herbie Hurkacz loves it in Miami. Loves his team, has great memories from last year. That is just how good that first pickup was. Feeling great, kind of downhill skiing at this point,
game,
serves it out.
Comfortable
win. Off to a good start, right here in left off last.
I don't know what he does with humidity, but he clearly likes it. I can't do it with my hair, Janda Rubin. I don't know how you do with humidity. Not
do
well.
Do what you have to do, Noah. You
I
get
like
it done.
I like that mentality. That's I like it. That mentality. I feel like Andy Roddick's cool as a cucumber no matter the climate as well. But we're glad to have you with us here on TC Live. Hubie Hurkacz has mentioned he would be the first repeat champion since Novak Djokovic in 2016. It's a strong start for him, but he's got Aslan Karatsev coming up next. It's not going to get much easier, obviously, in an event like this moving forward.
It doesn't, but Karatsev, when you look at how Hurkacz played and won last year, when you come back to an event and you've done so well, you kind of get those feelings again. He enjoys the courts as well, and he was serving big today. 17 aces, got himself out of trouble, some sticky situations. I think that will come in handy. Zero double faults, and he was getting it done first and second serves. That's a confident player. You also got to love the way he was attacking the net, aggressive inside the court, so that should hold him in good stead in that matchup.
Well, Andy Roddick won this event, Miami, two times in his career, but Andy, you never repeated as champion. So what goes into a two-week run in the humidity down south?
Yeah, I actually like these conditions for Hurkacz, as proven from last year, but he also won in Delray Beach early in last year. So he likes these South Florida conditions. And some guys, you feel like they just hit the ball thick, right? You think of like a Burdich or like a Soderling. The slower the court is, not everyone can move it through. I actually liked a little bit of help from the court to get the slice down, whatever. These guys just thump the ball, and he hits it thick. He likes these conditions. Obviously, the draw doesn't get any easier with Karatsev, but there's no question that Hubie Hurkacz feels great in these South Florida conditions, and his game style fits.
So 8-squared hopes to be Miami champion squared, and his journey has begun. Danielle Collins, her journey in Miami has begun as well. Florida girl, so it makes sense that she would be comfortable, Chanda.
And she has, you know, played such terrific tennis when she's been able to take the court this year. Had some injury issues end of last year and, you know, has not been on court as consistently. Had to see the trainer during this match, but she's getting it done. Collins is. She's confident off that backhand side and really out-hits Vonareva from that side of the court. She moved beautifully, got a little more angle on her shots against Vonareva, who hits a little more straightforward through the court. And this was just her match to win or lose for Danielle Collins, making it easy in the end. This was a tricky opponent, and Collins just playing that kind of confident tennis in the end, moving the ball beautifully and finally holding serve there to close it out in straight sets.
Yeah, world number 11 gets through 6-1, 6-4. So a good start in Miami for Danielle Collins, the number one American on the women's side. Allie Riss, 31-year-old, continues to get it done. Ann Lee, an All-American matchup. Actually, the only matchup in the third round, Chanda, for players between the same country.
Yeah, and this was an interesting match. Both players looking to be aggressive and get in. Ann Lee coming off a big win against the number three seed, Annette Contaveit. So she was playing confident tennis, and even after losing that first set, came back and won the second, got it into the third. But Allie Riss has been so impressive when she's gotten a little lead in terms of stretching the score line. She looks to be aggressive. And this was a matchup between who could control inside the court, control the baseline. Riss would get up 4-1. And Lee made a little bit of a run to get back on serve, but Riss just a little more confident and a little more solid down the stretch.
Yeah, it was the rubber match, third match in the career between these two. They had split the first two meetings. Riss takes this one and moves on. Taking a look at a couple of scores from today as well. Ange Jabeur rolled through Kaia Kanepi in straight sets. Belinda Bencic with a nice win. And how about Naomi Osaka with a walkover into the next round? Muhova had to pull out of the tournament in Miami. Still a lot to come on TC Live. We have more to break down of the smashing reaction. Andy Roddick with a tutorial for the ages. And I'd like to break down the calf movement as well. Don't go anywhere. TC Live. Still alive. Welcome back to Tennis Channel Live. We got our featured matches for Sunday on our regional sports networks and T2. Vrtova and Azarenka, Pegula, Rybakina. Should be a fun day. I mean, there's going to be so much tennis. This is why he's really this month, I guess, in the tennis calendar is among the most fun of the year. And we got all of it here for you. Tennis Channel, Regional Sports Network, TC Plus, etc. And we are glad to have you with us for the rest of this TC Live as we continue to break down what we saw today, starting with Sebastian Korda. Chanda taking on a very worthy opponent, Albert Ramos-Vinolas. And this one was pretty tight for the majority of the way.
It was, but this in the tiebreak where Ramos-Vinolas had match point and Korda just feathering that ball over the net, really clutch tennis when he needed it down the stretch here in the second set. And that ball going wide got Korda into the third set and the confidence. I mean, you could see the energy that he gained, took that momentum into the third. But this match was far from over. Korda had to step in, had to be a little bit more aggressive. And that's the kind of tennis he's been playing more lately, seeing more confident tennis from him when he needed it. And in this match in particular, the backhand, beautiful shot making there and not hesitating following it in. Those were huge plays when he needed them most against a veteran opponent.
Just under 3 hours on the court for Sebastian Korda. The young American continues to find ways to win. It was a great day for the United States on the men's side, although J.J. Wolf ran into a tough opponent, Stefano Tsitsipas. Andy, he may have chopped the lettuce. Wolf still has plenty of dressing on the side.
I got to be honest, I miss the moulet. I do. It was a great look. I think hopefully it's there's a comeback. But listen, Wolf came back in the second set, and he took a beating from Tsitsipas last month in Acapulco, won one game. So props to him for making the proper adjustments, staying in the match, fighting. You can see how much it means to him. He cares what Tsitsipas thinks. He's like, man, I'm not that guy. I'm not the guy that just won one game. But Steph Tsitsipas, only 23 years old, but a veteran. He's been through these matches many, many times, trying to find a little bit of momentum in this year. Had such a great start to 2021. Workmanlike effort, got through it, survived, advanced. Tsitsipas was able to figure it out and problem solve.
So Wolf couldn't get through, but he does have a hot shot later in the show. Meanwhile, Jensen Brooksby, I just feel like this guy's so impressive in his mental ability on the court. Andy, it stands out every time I watch him.
Yeah, and watch the way he plays against the movement, right? Had the line wide open on that passing shot, decided to play against Bajilasvili's movement here, is able to kind of predict the movement of the other player before they can. Able to come back here and listen. Bajilasvili, when this guy's got you in a chokehold with Brooksby in his young career, he doesn't let guys off. When he's running away with the lead, he stays there. He's like a dog who finds a fresh bone, right? He gets his teeth into you again, playing against that movement. Doesn't have to hit it big enough, but when he does pull the trigger, he gets a big result from it just by playing against movement. And you see Bajilasvili says, I don't want to play anymore. Really impressive win coming through. Might have been defaulted first round, kind of got away with it. Maybe a new lease on the tournament, but nonetheless, super impressive today for Jensen Brooksby.
Yeah, it gives him that second perspective as he moves forward. Carlos Alcaraz, another young stud with a straight sets victory over one of the most fit players on tour, Martin Fucsovics, Alex De Minaur, and both the Canadians fall. Shapovalov and Ojeda Aliassime on the same day. Big day for Lloyd Harris as he gets through in straight sets. We're going to go to the social net and revisit Andy Roddick's viral video, because of course we are. It was tremendous. I had to stop whatever I was doing. I was mid-drink as I was getting ready to watch whatever was about to happen on my phone, and sure enough, it delivered in a big way. So let's take a look.
I'm going to save all the players a lot of drama and teach you how to throw a racket without getting in trouble. When throwing a racket, it's beneficial to throw it face down, so like this, right? When you hit a ball at someone, or when you hit a ball out of anger, hit it up like that. That's not going to hit anyone hard. Don't hit it like this.
So it is the social net. Let's see what the response was for Andy Roddick. Starts with Kim Clijsters. I feel like, Chanda, you love this response, right?
Oh, what a great mentor. And, you know, I personally love the Freudian slip. When you're going to hit a ball at your opponent, I mean when you're going to hit it up.
I love it.
Love it.
How about the rating on the racket throw? Yeah. 8.9 out of 10. I'd say our friend and colleague Jen Michael Gamble was absolutely correct as well. Andy, you want to respond to any of these?
Well, the face down smash, 2.1 out of 10. Listen, I only have about three of these rackets left. I can't risk a break, Noah. That was the point of the entire swing. We're not trying to break the racket. We're just trying to get some anger out without hurting a player, without getting ourselves fined. We're going to hit the middle of that tree on a line, no problem, and face down smash. You're not going to break it. That was the point. I feel like the 2.1 out of 10, little unfair, might not have gotten the point of the video. I don't know.
I need a little clarification, Andy. Do you have to watch the racket hit the ground? Because you stared at it right until it smashed the concrete. Is that an important part of it?
Chanda, I was just trying to be thorough. I was really trying. I didn't want anyone to have questions afterwards. I was just trying to be thorough.
By the way, there's no blue check mark on that Safin account. We're going to do some research. We're going to do some digging into that, because I agree. That rating, that doesn't feel right to me. Doesn't quite feel right. This one was pretty cool, though. Alex Dolgopolov responding to it, saying that this was something that made him smile. Andy, I mean, hang in there. This is really cool stuff. For those who don't know, Dolgopolov fighting for his country, Ukraine. So always nice when you can shed some light in somebody's world, some light in somebody's storm. So great job as always.
Yeah, you don't think that in the midst of everything, you don't think of people needing a smile or a little bit of levity. But, you know, listen, the tennis, we're all one big family. We don't need to see each other every day to all kind of share some common ground. And our thoughts are certainly with Dolgopolov and Sergei Stakhovsky as they're on the front lines in Ukraine. All the best.
Without a doubt. And soon enough, you'll be dropping your calf workout as well, which we're all looking forward to. And we're all looking forward to the schedule here on Tennis Channel on Sunday. Starts with a day session, 11 a.m. Eastern, into the night session. Of course, TC Live and Encore coverage. We will wrap it up. TC Live coming up next here on Tennis Channel. Welcome back to Tennis Channel Live. As promised, we have our hot shot of the day. Andy, it's J.J. Wolf sleeveless.
This is one of the filthiest shot goes lefty. And most of the times when they see these hot shots, it's like at 40 love, someone's already down a break. 5-all in the second set to get to love 30, to give yourself a look to go into the split sets. Open stance, sliding, lefty forehand paints the line. I can't hit that shot that well with my dominant hand, much less the offhand. That is just a ridiculous shot that J.J. Wolf pulled off. forget, that's insanity. He was a little excited, deservedly so.
Oh yeah, he was pumped up, and as Chanda said,
you couldn't hit that if you didn't have if you had sleeves.
I agree with you.
He had to be sleeveless.
I agree with you. I think the sleeveless thing is what got it done, and you could feel the juice in the building. We take a look at our featured matches for tomorrow. Paula Badosa just keeps climbing up the ranks. She'll get us started on a really fun one. I can't even stress that enough. Nick Kyrgios, Fabio Fognini to follow. Tiafo, Goff, Brangle, McDonald, all in action. Iga Swiatek as well. Well, Andy, let's talk about this one. Nick Kyrgios, Fabio Fognini. I mean, we saw what Nick Kyrgios looked like yesterday. We saw how dominant he can be when he's locked in, when he's hitting the ball like that. What do you expect with these two who are two of the most fun players on tour?
Well, I mean, it's weird because we always talk about the mercurial Fabio Fognini. What are we going to see? What's he going to do? Like, Kyrgios takes that like 10x, right? Because he has the serve. He's an absolute complete player physically. Has all the tools. Has that flat back end that he can hit both ways. The forehand, he's hitting outright winners. He can come in. He's one of the best servers in the world. It's all between the ears with Nick Kyrgios. Fognini's going to try to annoy him. He's going to try to get into it. He's going to try to get the back and forth. Because I think tennis to tennis perspective right now, with form and talent, whatever, Fognini's got a big hill to climb. He's going to try to mix it up a little bit, and I'm here for it. I want to see some fireworks.
Yeah, there's not many players that you would say are bigger shot makers, better shot makers than Fabio Fognini, but Nick Kyrgios certainly one of those guys, and he is in form, just coming through a big win against Rublev, where Fognini kind of barely got through Taro Daniel. So you got to give Kyrgios the advantage in terms of form as well, and he's got bigger weapons. So if Kyrgios plays the type of tennis we've been seeing recently, definitely he should get through that one.
Big one for Kyrgios. Already now back to the top 100 in the live rankings. We'll get up to 92 with another victory over Fognini. Glad that you could join us tonight. TC Live wrapping up after a great day of tennis with impressive shots for Chanda Rubin, Andy Roddick, our whole crew. No Eagles saying so long, and we'll see you tomorrow.